Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about the sweet spot in price strategy.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about pricing. I feel like we've been talking about the three bears. You know, one was too high, one was too low in pricing, and we're going to talk about what's just right. But quickly, pricing too high, you come out of the gate and you're talking to the wrong people and offering less than what those people can get for that amount of money in another location. Going too low on a price, you go out there, you make sure the whole world knows about it, and usually they'll have an auction type scene of more than one buyer showing up and recover you back to market value.
Now, how do I do it just right?
And just right takes two looks at the property. One is similar to what an appraiser would do, not claiming to be an appraiser, but looking at trending from history, similar sales, close proximity, similar amenities on the property.
But it's always a historic look back as far as an appraiser is concerned. They have to have actual sales that have caused a market to place a price on that, at which point they'll say, okay, if this property was identical to the one that just sold, it would sell for such and such historically. What if the market is increasing in price?
Right. And basically when the sale happens, it's dated information. So now you could sell it again 4 weeks later for more. And it's tough to go just on history. So what I turn my attention to for my sellers in the current market, the finger in the pulse is pending sales, not closed sales, in my opinion. That's when did the buyer and seller have a meeting of the minds that, yes, I'm willing to pay this much for that product. And then once you've looked at the pendings, you look at the actives and you say, based on what I think I see from the solds and pendings, where should I position myself among the competition?
Exactly. Now, just because a sale is pending doesn't necessarily mean it's going to close, but that is typically because the financing didn't work out or there were issues concerning the property that we're looking at, damage of some sort that the seller says, nope, take it as is at that price, etc. But as you then take a look at this particular thing, where am I relative to those things that are pending? Because that's my only indication of where the market is, not where it was.
Exactly. And the current competition, basically, you're going to put the properties for sale in your area in order of price. And you're going to say, when, at what point in this line of homes, does my home become a more attractive opportunity than the next one in line by price? So you're really positioning, slipping it into the marketplace. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, Real Estate Investment Broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.